Hello, everybody. So today is National Orgasm Day, and I thought what better way to celebrate than with, well, orgasms. But I figured I would have a little bit more fun with it, and considering that today is all about orgasms, I thought I would do a little hysterical literature. I could have found some really scientific book to read out of, but I kind of want to come, so I don't really want to go looking. So instead, I have pulled up the Wikipedia page for orgasms. Yes, I know Wikipedia is not for learning, but you know what? It doesn't fucking matter. I don't really think anyone's gonna learn anything. Except that, I come. So I am in my living room, sitting cross-legged on the floor with my Hitachi, nestled right against my clit, and I'm dying to turn it on. It is hot here. I had to close my windows because my neighbor is a dumbass who lets their dog bark all the time. So I now have to have my windows closed and swelter so that y'all don't hear the dog barking. But anyway. Okay. So, Hitachi hysterical literature about orgasms. God, I cannot believe I'm about to do this. Okay. All right. Oh, I don't know how much I'm going to read. I don't know how many times I'm going to come. We're just going to wing it. So, okay, we're going to start out on low. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, God. That feels good. That feels good. We're all focused. Okay. Okay. Orgasm. From Greek. Orgasmos, excitement, swelling, also sexual climax. Oh, fuck! Is the sudden discharge of accumulated sexual tension during the sexual response cycle, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions. Oh, in the pelvic region. Oh, yeah, characterized by sexual pleasure. Oh! Oh, fuck. Experienced by males and females, orgasms are controlled by the involuntary or autonomic nervous system. They are often associated with other involuntary actions, including muscular spasms in multiple areas of the body, a general euphoric sensation, and frequently, body movements and vocalizations are expressed. Oh my God. The period of orgasm. Oh, fuck. The period after orgasm, known as a refractory period, is often a relaxing experience attributed to the release of oxytocin and prolactin, as well as endorphins or androgynous morphine. Oh my God. Oh, Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, okay. No. Human orgasms usually result from sexual... Oh, from physical sexual stimulation of the penis in males. And typically accompanying ejaculation and the... And the clitoris in females. Oh, sexual stimulation can be by self-practice, masturbation, or with a sex partner. Oh, penetrative sex, non-penetrative sex, or other sexual activity. The health effects surrounding the human orgasms are diverse. There are many psychological responses during sexual activity, including a relaxed state created by prolactin. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. As well as changes in the central nervous system, such as temporary decrease in the metabolic activity of large parts of the cerebral cortex. Oh, well, there is no change or increase or increased metabolic activity in the limbic bordering areas of the brain. There are also a wide range of sexual dysfunctions, such as anorgasm. These effects impact cultural views of orgasms, such as the belief that orgasms and the frequency consistency of it are important or irrelevant for satisfaction in a sexual relationship. Theories about the biological and evolutionary functions of orgasm. Orgasms in non-human animals have been studied significantly less than orgasms in humans. Research on the subject is ongoing. You all enjoyed this science lesson. Happy National Orgasm Day, everybody.